From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting it's been another violent day in Israel. The recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continued Saturday with three Palestinians shot and killed after trying to attack Israelis in three separate incidents. Saturday's attack on the West Bank city of Hebron and at a police checkpoint in East Jerusalem are the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings, that have killed seven Israelis. At least 40 Palestinians have been killed, mainly by Israeli soldiers and police, some during the attacks and others during demonstrations. President Barack Obama spoke out on the situation.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms violence directed against innocent people and believe that Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order and protect its citizens from knife attacks violence on the streets.
Additional Israeli soldiers and police have been deployed to the streets to help maintain order amid fears of new protests. There is a report from the French agency, news agency just in, that a Palestinian has been shot after attacking a soldier in Hebron. That according to the Israeli army. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he is willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the spike in violence, but so far there has been no announcement of any meetings. Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interest and defeat the Islamic State and not to keep President Bashar Assad in power. This is VOA News. In a TV interview, Dmitry Medvedev said that it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future as long as it is not ISIS. He said, Medvedev said, it should be a civilized and legitimate government. Medvedev said the United States and other states should be discussing political issues. One day earlier, Medvedev criticized the U.S. in another interview for refusing to hold talks with Russia and Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called Europe's migrant and refugee situation a crisis of global solidarity. Ban visited the St. Egidio Community Center, shelter, in Rome on Saturday, where he met with refugees and their children.
Having met all these children and family members and women, I was very much sad, but I was also very much heartened by the stories and they told me. The stories were heartbreaking. At the same time, I really wanted to give them sense of hope.
The UN leader also recognized the challenges that European Union countries are facing, but urged them to show compassionate leadership in hosting refugees escaping war, discrimination, and hunger in their countries of origin. Now, the wave of asylum seekers continued Saturday with busloads of migrants arriving for the first time in Slovenia from Croatia, that after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia at midnight. Meanwhile, Henriette Recker, an independent candidate running for mayor of the German city of Cologne, was stabbed in the neck and severely wounded Saturday in an incident the police say seemed to be motivated by her support for refugees. Iran has rejected allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates the United Nations Security Council resolutions. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that contrary to the claims of the United States and France, Iran's missile tests have nothing to do with Resolution 2231, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Zarif added none of the Islamic Republic of Iran's missiles have been designed for nuclear capability. At the United Nations Friday, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the United States will seek appropriate action in the Security Council in the coming days against Iran for its launching of a ballistic missile earlier in the week. Philippine authorities canceled flights, ordered thousands of people living in coastal areas to move to safer ground Saturday as a powerful typhoon approached northeastern parts of the main island of Luzon. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.